To evaluate this scenario, let's look at some of the positive aspects of Mr. Smith's most recent actions and submission. First, he used the proper dropdown. He also clarified his cabling request in terms of what he specifically needs, as he plans to utilize resources and materials that are available to him. It turns out that to ensure he was following the appropriate procedures, Mr. Smith also used the USAC website and contacted the Client Services Bureau to make sure he was clear on how he was requesting the specific things he needs. While Mr. Smith made some helpful corrections, he also made some mistakes, misinterpreting that there would be a new Category 2 budget for the new building. While his school will be constructing a new building in this case, because it is part of an existing school, this new building is simply added onto the Category 2 budget for the existing entity. It does not itself generate a new Category 2 budget. Mr. Smith may also want to consider investigating using the other Category 2 service options.